He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is whack.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
It's Chris Jones. Third and goal. It is. He throws. It's intercepted. Oh, my goodness. Jaden Hicks picks it off in the end zone.
Kevin Burkhart, Fox Sports. I'll tell you what, Goo, that game went about as badly as it could have possibly gone for the San Francisco 49ers. 28-18, they get beat by the Kansas City Chiefs, 3-4. They lose Ayuk. Purdy struggles. Mason so-so. Just not a good effort by the Niners.
Man, listen, I don't even know, and I told you this, who the 2024 Niners are right now, today as we sit, and they're 3-4, and Brock Purdy in a game where he threw three interceptions, and Steiny, I've been listening to the station and the callers and everybody. Bonte Spadoni filling in for Shasky. I mean, that arguably was his worst game to me. I know people keep bringing up Baltimore. He threw four. And it started from the jump. But the rat on the table to me is all week long, Kansas City week, we talked about how this game would jump off and Kansas City and their offense wasn't playing their best, but yet they know how to go deep within and get a win. If you would have told me Patrick Mahomes would have been 16-27 for a measly 154 yards and two picks and they win the game going away, I would have said you need to go to Kaiser and pee in a cup. Because you were on something. Stoney, they lost that game and got handled when Patrick Mahomes wasn't at his best. You lose Brandon Ayuk for the season. Are you happy now? Because to me, all I've been hearing was everything bad in wide receiver land for the Niners was Ayuk's fault. Now he's gone. But you're right, my friend. That was as bad and bitter of a pill as you can swallow yesterday at home. I just don't know where this thing is headed. I really don't, Steiny.
I mean, to me, that game shows that even if you don't play a great game, and Mahomes didn't play great, he made all the plays he needed to make.
Yes, he did.
Every time he needs to make a play, he makes a play. The 49ers, they just have not made enough plays this year.
Why?
That's the million-dollar question. That is the million-dollar question.
Steiny, Brock Purdy threw a pick. On the second series, it was awful. It was like, oh, no, I'm not accustomed to that, so I'm not going to sit here and I got to get this off quick. Stoney, I'm not going to sit here and telling you I'm jumping off the Purdy wagon, but there's got to be concerns. This is the second game, and I'm including Arizona, of the last three, to where from the start, it just felt like he was off. And now, all of a sudden, the great Niner team under Kyle Shanahan, the offense that is, man coverage is their kryptonite? All of a sudden, nobody in red and gold can beat man? And now you're down a man. Because let me tell you who ain't coming through that door. The good Brandon Ayuk. I mean, he's done. That was tragic, man. He got his contract, hadn't lived up to it or hadn't been playing well, and you're kind of waiting, and bam, he goes out. And then Deebo Samuel, Steiny, what? Hey, I don't know what to say, man. I really don't know where this thing is headed, but I do look at the schedule, and we'll get into it later this week, Dallas. But there's no way I feel like they lose that game, Steiny, but the way this team's playing, would I be a fool to even say that to you?
No. They have no business just thinking they're going to come in and beat the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday, but it's more about yesterday and just – absolutely handled by the Kansas City Chiefs. You can say 28-18 all you want, but I mean, you want to talk about a meaningless touchdown at the end.
No, you're right. Could have had two, but Purdy threw a pick in the end zone.
I mean, that pick in the end zone to me was a killer. It's 14-6. I mean, you got to get three there. That's where it's like, you know, be careful what you wish for. We got to have touchdowns. Well, you take a field goal there, it's 14-9.
Oh, my gosh.
Still got action. Instead, you turn the ball over, and then they drive the field. 888-957-9570 is the number.
We're here for you.
Where are you at, 49er fans?
How you feeling?
Just a game with very few, if any, silver linings. I guess Ricky Pearsall would be a silver lining.
No, that was great.
He played three catches. Mahomes made all the plays when he needed to.
Yeah, and let's put another right on the table, yeah. Tony, about Mahomes. That 4th-and-7 run where he trucked Mustafa, who was trucking everybody in a Kansas City uniform. I mean, that to me right there, and I know it's just one play. It's kind of like getting dunked on NFL version. It happens, but my goodness, for that to – you know, that was so symbolic. The guy, the quarterback, the guy that's supposed to not want to be in a collision, you know, truck your dude, the hit stick on Madden, Stoney, like, that just, right then, I just felt like, you know what, the game is O-V-E-R over. So, I don't know what's going on, and I'm being real with you right now. I mean everything that's, the words that are coming out of my mouth. Stoney, I think I'm plays or minutes away from saying when McCaffrey does come back, it might not be good enough. That's what I'm seeing with this. That's how I'm feeling right now, early Monday, 10:07, that this thing is going left so fast and spiraling that it's bigger than McCaffrey. How crazy does that sound?
Doesn't sound crazy. Big play, the Mahomes scramble, 33 yards. I mean, that's the kind of play I'm talking about. I mean, no, he didn't play well, and he had no touchdown passes, but who cares if if you've got five opportunities at 4th-and-goal from the 4-yard line to run it in? And on that, I'll tell you what, here's what I was thinking with that Mahomes play. And you guys out there know I'm not a Niners fan or an apologist, but that play's almost unfair. When a quarterback starts tiptoeing down the sidelines, you can't really drill him.
Yeah.
You just can't, because you'll get a flag. And so a quarterback just gets to tiptoe.
Unless that guy's name is Greenlaw, then he's going to take the 15 and hit your ass, and he might hurt you. But I'm with you. But, Stoney, there's no excuses. And I do wonder if a healthy Fred Warner.
He didn't make that tackle.
No doubt. No wonder he's on one wheel. Wow. No excuses. I'm tired of excuses.
You know what? He doesn't make that play. He's healthy. Played the whole game.
No, and kudos to Mahomes for that scamper.
Exactly.
But all that, oh, we didn't know if we were going to hit him or whatever. I mean, that's not the version of the Chiefs that I thought would come in here and beat this. I thought the Niners were ready to meet the moment. And you know what it is, Donnie? This season, all season long, they have not been ready to meet the moment. Whether it's the end of games, against Minnesota, games against the Rams, and yesterday was just Brock Purdy. That was his worst football game, and he's had two bad games of the last three. What are we doing there? Anything to see? Because the quarterback on the other side that's wearing three rings, he's showing you how to win ugly. And I thought Brock Purdy was entering the phase of his career, Stoney. I'm not putting it all at his doorstep. I'm not. But I thought the Niners got 13. That's enough. And I think we're finding out this year it's not.
And they lose Brandon Ayuk for the rest of the season. But this is where you got to look at it realistically. He's played 7 games and he's been subpar. So you're not replacing Brandon Ayuk from last year.
But the hope, though, Stoney.
It ain't happening now. All right. And you know what? It wasn't going to happen. And here's the other thing. Okay, yeah, Brandon Ayuk, he got hurt. He's out for the year. That stinks. You're going to have to overcome it. But he hasn't been good. He dropped another ball yesterday.
Yeah.
That was a big, big play that gives him a first down, that keeps a drive alive. He drops the ball.
That happened.
So,
but my whole thing about him.
You don't get wins in the NFL for having big names and big contracts.
All right, but the right on the table about this season for the San Francisco 49ers, to me, Stoney, guru math here is, if all that ails this offense – and it being, you know, impotent and whatnot was the reemergence of Christian McCaffrey, then that was going to help Brandon Ayuk excel whenever that day did come or that game. So now that you take that off the table, I just can't get over people from afar. Stani, and I'm hearing from fans talk about all of a sudden now the Niner receivers can't get open. And it doesn't help that Debo had, I don't know what you call what he had, but he, I mean, how much does that stink he couldn't play?
888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers lose. They're 3-4 right now.
Damn, man.
And boy, they're right back in the same spot I think they were against the Seahawks. This is close to a must win on Sunday against the Cowboys.
Sunday night.
We'll get to that.
Yeah.
We'll get to that obviously later in the week. We got too much to talk about today. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. And I just think that if you look at this 49er season and you see they're 3-4 and they're in a lot of trouble, there's a big reason for it. There's a big reason for it, and we'll get into that on the other side. But 888-957-9570, where's this season headed, 49er fans? On 95.7 The Game.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Picked up, Purdy coming to the line, and it's intercepted! It was way high, and it was picked off there by Chris Roland Wallace, the rookie.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, boy. Kevin Burkhardt, Fox Sports, man, along with Tom Brady. Go ahead.
No, Tom getting better.
Yeah, I was he.
Tom getting better.
Oh.
Yeah, he was disgusted with what he saw from the red and gold, especially offensively, man.
Yeah. Now, I'm not saying this is the reason the Niners have been lousy this year, but I got to tell you, it just feels like more of a coincidence or less of a coincidence than you think. The three, and I haven't brought this up in a while. Okay. I guess this is my Super Bowl. When I bring this stuff up,
right.
Let's put the rats on the table.
Rats.
Three of them.
Plural, okay.
Trent Williams, Brandon Ayuk, Christian McCaffrey. The three guys who got you for money over the offseason. One guy's been hurt all year, one guy just got hurt, and the other guy.
Well, at this point, he's out there playing.
Oh, yeah. He's
available, oh, yeah. Right?
Is he best left tackle of all time? This guy, Trent Williams?
Well, I don't know how they grade. I'm just telling
me
you.
Me neither.
He's the best of what you got up front. And all of a sudden, you called me crazy and some were in denial. But, Steiny, I'm noticing game by game more batted balls from Brock Purdy at the line of scrimmage. And I know it's football that happens, but I just feel like teams are starting to implement it, like they're looking for that. But I wish that was part of the reason he had three interceptions. But are you telling me early on, Andy Reid, after a bye, they go ultra-aggressive, they try to fake punt, it gets stopped. The Niners got the ball on the Chiefs' 45-yard line, and bam, Brock Purdy throws a horrific interception. Like, Steiny, I'm not used to that Brock Purdy. And again, that started from the out, as soon as the game started, almost like it did with the Arizona Cardinal game. But I mean, the defense for a while of this game, Steiny, played or kept you in it. It kept you in it. But the offense is putrid. And I would just like to ask people, is this all of a sudden now just a byproduct of not having McCaffrey? Because now it's gone into Brandon Ayuk. You can no longer be the whipping boy. You are out for the season, and we hate it. But at the end of the day, I need to know what's going on with the reads from Brock Purdy or Steiny. Is it just the receivers can't beat man coverage? You don't win as much in the last 5 years if it were that. Okay. So I think it's not that. But it's got to be some of what Brock's not doing.
Yeah,
he can't just skate like Nancy Kerrigan.
You all tell me the reason why. I'm just looking at the numbers. Purdy's completion percentage lower than the previous 2 years. His touchdown percentage way lower than the last 2 years. He's thrown more interceptions. He's got 9 touchdown passes and 7 picks.
Oh.
I mean, that's pedestrian in any league.
So
is it his fault? Well, it's partly his fault at the very least. It can't not be any of his fault. And now you're in a situation where, and this is, you know, with every loss, it becomes more magnified.
Right.
Oh, you know, Brock Purdy's really good. Okay, he's really good. Right. But you're 3-4. You're 3-4. So what do you do?
And is he, I'm asking, is his really good good enough to win?
Well, it's funny. It's funny because
it was
plenty before, apparently. Well, Purdy's not a great quarterback. He's not a top five. That's all right. He's still really good, and we can win a Super Bowl with him. Maybe you can, but I don't know about with this team and the people that are surrounding him.
Yeah, 888, he was awful yesterday.
888-957-9570. Let's go to, let's start out with Logan in Sebastopol. What's going on, Logan? How you doing, man?
What's up, Zion Guru? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah,
help us out, man.
Yeah. So I was at Levi's Stadium yesterday, and it was my first time ever at a Niners game.
Oh, all right.
So, yeah, this was not a good one to start it with, and I just want to talk about the general vibe up there.
Okay.
Section 413, the nosebleeds. Everybody was angry up there, man. I mean, we were ready for cathartic revenge after being beat by these Chiefs. And like you said, Guru, they just didn't meet the moment.
Man.
And for the first time, I really, really questioned Brock. And yeah, it was embarrassing, ugly.
Thanks for the call, Logan. They were hot in the nosebleeds.
Yeah, so were the Chiefs sideline. They had the backup offensive lineman. You know, normally they had a report during the game. I don't know if you saw it. The visiting teams, when the sun's out, they have like a tent to block the sun. Chiefs have the backup O-lineman block the sun, Sonny. I don't know if you caught that, but at the end of the day, man, I just can't get over how putrid Patrick Mahomes' day was just from a number standpoint. 2 interceptions, and you couldn't win that game. And you're right, 28-18 is lipstick on a pig. Was it ever really that close? But Kyle Shanahan had you, Evan, and I got into it before the show started, a chance to tie the game, and he elected to kick an extra point, which they missed. But I'm like, you can't be, you know, well, what if they score? Well, what if they don't score? You got a chance, and you're down, you're injured, you're hurt, whatever. Now, you got a chance to tie the game. Be aggressive. And that blew up in their face, that obviously, you know, with the kicker missing an extra point. But, Steiny, I just would like, and I need your help all throughout this week and the listeners, who do you blame and where do you go from here? Because I thought Brock Purdy was enough to have – that's enough to win a game.
Well, not against
Brock
the San
Francisco. Forget McCaffrey.
Not against the Chiefs. Like, what are we doing?
Was that really the Chiefs yesterday, though?
Chiefs are good. And,
I'm not saying but that wasn't
like,
their A game.
I don't think Mahomes was putrid.
Okay.
I just absolutely don't.
But the numbers,
but that's my point.
Yeah.
If they're throwing the ball down up and down the field and they get to the 5 and then they run it in, like, who cares if he doesn't have any touchdown passes?
Well, so,
he's getting them down there.
Yeah.
They're cashing in. They had 4 touchdown runs.
Mm.
That's all that matters, is they get down there with the pass, and then they're able to punch it in any way possible.
But you were able to get him to turn it over twice.
Okay. Not when it mattered.
And you didn't do anything with it.
Yeah. And we talked all week about the Chiefs' defense. Chiefs' defense is better than the Niners' defense.
They said, you ain't beating us on the ground, and we're going to make you beat us through the air. And they didn't, and we saw what happened.
I mean, as far as Kyle Shanahan goes, I know everybody thinks that when you assess Kyle Shanahan, you either love him or you hate him. But I texted you guys. I just – his to me, his play calling is, like, impatient.
Damn.
Like, he doesn't – it feels like he never – it's just not good enough for him to put a 10 or 11 play drive together with six or seven runs. Maybe it's because they couldn't run the ball, but I feel like they just are going for too many quick fixes, and they're not paying the price on offense by running the ball more and getting into third and three where they have more opportunity instead of third and eight. But look, they didn't do anything really well yesterday. And yeah. Kyle Shanahan didn't either. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Steve in San Francisco. Hey, Steve, what's going on, man? By the way, Warriors season opener Wednesday.
Yeah, right. At least we got that. A lot of things to get to. I'm glad you brought up Shanahan. Sure. I understand the injuries. Look, Purdy, I know that he had a horrible game, but like, I think he's allowed one or two of those. I mean, he's... The only other game that he's had like that was the Baltimore game in his entire career. He's really, really not – that's not his style of game. Now, that aside, because you can't discount the interceptions that broke their back, we're seeing the same stuff week after week, and that's where it comes back to Shanahan. They just seem like they've never found their footing, even in victories here. They're not stringing together those drives that they normally do. They're relying on bigger splash plays to get those scores. Yesterday, one of the biggest, most disheartening things to me was just seeing a team that just came out so lethargic, uninspired, unprepared, and seemed just defeated on arrival. It almost, you could even tell in the leading up to the game, they go, oh, well, you know, it's not like it's the Super Bowl and we can't get back that. Totally understand that, and that's factually accurate. But then are you just going into this game thinking that it's an afterthought? Yeah, you can't get the Super Bowl back, but in reality, this was an opportunity to take down the top team in the league that's undefeated, recourse correct your season, and it seemed like that opportunity was completely lost on them. They just top to bottom, they seem like they didn't want to be there. That was the biggest development that I thought was a problem yesterday. And then otherwise, you see the exact same things plaguing them week after week. Terrible special teams, probably the worst in the league. An offense that can't convert third downs or red zone. And a defense that they played a little bit better yesterday.
Yeah.
But they still can't get off the field when they need a stop or they need a conversion. They can't do that. And that's been an issue in blowing the game to Arizona against the Rams. And I go back to coaching. That all trickles down for me to Shanahan. There's mistakes, but I mean, this team does not look prepared to play. And yesterday it was abundantly apparent.
Yeah, appreciate it. And I'll say this to that, Steiny. I'm not putting this at the doorstep of the defense. I'm not. Yesterday, were they perfect? No. And when you look at the stats and you look at the game early on, you felt like the Niners made the Chiefs' offense feel them, right? There was a reason Mahomes turned it over twice. But going into this game, the Chiefs had been lousy on third down. Steiny, they were 8-14,
exactly.
Season high. Then you talk about the red zone. They were hurting in the red zone coming into this game. You know what they wore yesterday in the red zone, the Chiefs? 4-5. The Niners were 2-11. Those are the money downs on third down. The bank has not been open. And I'm sitting here checking myself right now. I'm going to slow down. Oh, Brock's getting 50-60. Nobody wants to talk about it. Steiny, he's throwing money away. He is throwing money away because this thing looked like you showing up and quarterbacking was enough. And I said it. So now I'm telling you, I don't know what to make, how much to pay. Today's not today, but we got to call Brock Purdy out for not meeting the moment two of the last three games. I said it. I do not. That looked like Jimmy stuff yesterday, Steiny. And the DBs are like, oh, the ball? The ball? It's like he was off. And we need, if we can't do it, Steiny, to ask the right questions, why?
Yeah, I just,
man, you know. You can't beat man coverage. That's a pass.
Well, that's another.
Go ahead. I'm
and just
sorry.
Looking at the other side of the ball, that's why I think when we say, oh, Mahomes was not very good. Really?
Wow.
They were 8-for-14 on third down.
Yeah, they were.
And they were 4-for-5 in the red zone with touchdowns. It's
money.
Like,
that's money.
I don't care about the numbers. The numbers matter less when you can't stop the Chiefs on
numbers
a third down.
Numbers are numbers.
So, that's a great one. I mean, I hear you, man.
You know, it's like a guy who's 7-for-17 going into the fourth quarter, and then he has a big fourth quarter.
Would you call this a slump for Purdy if I said, if we just focus on the last three games? The one against Arizona, you lost, you threw picks, balls got tipped, and then you come out against, you know, the guy that you want to beat, the team that you have, and I'm not saying Brock was the reason you lost, the sole reason, but Steiny, he's playing different. Give me that.
He doesn't have as good a team around him. He just doesn't.
Well,
speaking he doesn't.
Of, all right, no, you know what, and I'm not going to argue that, I can't. But can we just real quick here before you grab another call? Steiny, I come to work and I don't come to work. And you know when I don't come to work is when I don't feel good. I have to make a decision. I got to make a decision about the other people. Now, why would – what's so – wow. See, I am not here.
We know. We all know about Thursdays.
Back to you, Steiny. Dude, you little mother. Hey, no, listen. Debo, you know if you're playing or not.
He tried.
What do you mean try?
He played three
this
plays.
This ain't Pop Warner. Ronnie Lott had to cut a pinky off half of it to play. You're either in or you're out. That didn't help anybody. And then you become a sideshow. You're going to play or not. What happened to the boombox? When was the last clip we saw the Niners with the boombox? Something's changed. And I told you this is why they needed to cash out when they were in the Super Bowl last year. Because sometimes stuff is just not your day or season. And that's what this looks like. By the time McCaffrey comes back, the Juwan Jennings didn't play. Like, Steiny, when does it end, man? That's why.
Why would you think it's going to end if they're not
the
a good
finger.
Team?
I just told you, and it's growing now. Maybe this just is not the year. And it started with McCaffrey, the whole stuff with the money. But Debo said, so what was the?
He tried to play, and he was sick.
So you had a bug?
I don't know. I just know that he tried. What did he play? Three plays?
Yeah. Just, oh, man. Oh, man.
Paul in Pleasanton. Hey, Paul, what's going on, my man?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Just wanted to make a couple of points. You know, I think it's just time to accept that Shanahan and the quarterback are like the 2020s version of, like, Tony Dungy and Manning going against the big bad, you know, Kansas City Chiefs, who are like the 2020s version of the Patriots. So if you recall, right, I mean, the Colts got lucky one year. They beat they were down in the championship game and still managed to beat the Pats. And then they faced, like, I think Chicago Bears in the Super Bowl. I would definitely find a way to, like, you know, give Purdy the contract. Take, like, a 4 to 5 year time frame. Maybe we got lucky. We face, like, a subpar opponent and win the big one. That's point number one. Point number two is on, you know, Shanahan. I think now this is, I've called here on other shows multiple times. Now his biggest, like, deficiency is his arrogance, right? And that arrogance shows up in his inability to, like, ad lib and, you know, change on the fly. I think one of the amazing stats I saw on the previous show is that he is 0-40 when trailing by 8 points in fourth quarter. And I think since he's been here, we're the only team that has not won a game in that scenario, right? But I think if you were going to be a Super Bowl, I used to live in New England back in the Patriots days, and there were multiple times they came back, you know, with deficits in fourth quarter. You got to have the ability to come back, and you can't come back, you know, if you're so arrogant in your play calling. Mm. So thanks for my call.
Appreciate the call, Paul.
Yeah.
What does arrogant in play calling mean?
Maybe going to, you know, when you're having success on the ground, like they've been in previous games, I think of the Rand game, and you go to passing because I don't know, Stoney, maybe you just you want to do it all, but to me it's when you ignore the rhythm of the game, the algorithm, when you know that the run is working. Why do anything else?
Well, let me tell you where the run does not work.
They got Kansas City
in the low red zone. How many times do they hand the ball off to Mason and he gets a yard? Yeah,
that happened.
They just cannot run the ball in from, you know, inside the 10. And the time they did, like, that was Kyle's best play of the game. The quarterback sneak to Purdy, mm-hmm. where the guys blocked in a weird angle and it left the middle wide open.
Yeah.
Like, I remember I watched that play and I said to my boy Dane, I was like, that was interesting. That was different. Like, that didn't look like a regular quarterback sneak. And then, of course, Brady broke it down and it was a little bit complicated, but it obviously worked and he got in easily there. But. Yeah. I mean, Mason can't find the end zone in there, and then you get then you get tricky fourth downs. You got to figure out whether to go for it, not go for it. They almost didn't get the field goal at the end of the half.
Yeah, that would have been the second week in a row, but they did get it. But I mentioned the for the Chiefs, Donnie, how this was a season best on third down and red zone, and they also held the ball for 35 minutes.
Page out of Kyle's book. Christine in Danville.
Hey.
Hey, Christine. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys this morning?
Trying to figure it out. Hey.
Trying to figure it out. Well, I've been a Niners fan a long time, and not that I think I know everything, but I just think Shanahan's been out-coached this season. You know, everyone's saying he's an offensive guru, like, did we not have second and one and we ran it two times and couldn't get a first down? I think the first time there was a called rollout for Purdy was in the third quarter and it worked. We got like 5-6 yards on that play. If we're not playing well, he's got to call different things and it doesn't have to be complicated. It can be simple, but it's just too predictable. He can't run the clock. I just think he needs some therapy.
Therapy.
Hey, Christine, let me run this by you. Just hearing your passion, young lady. So we know what Patrick Mahomes is to the NFL. He's the standard at the quarterback position. Brock Purdy's absolutely emerging. But why against yesterday's game would Brock Purdy have more pass attempts than Patrick Mahomes? Now hearing you talk, I'm like, that's wrong already. Why would Kyle have Brock throw it more than the standard of Patrick Mahomes? And oh, by the way, Christine, as you know, 3 interceptions in those 31 pass attempts. Why not run it more? Just a thought.
I agree. I still think Mason's not quite right. I think he should have gone to the rookies more, see if they could get something going, and he didn't. He didn't, and he did the last game. And so I don't know why he didn't keep pushing the running game if Purdy was struggling, but whatever he tried, it wasn't working. Mm. And it just seems like he's standing on the sidelines frustrated, just like we're all frustrated. And it's like, well, you got to do something different to spark the offense, and he didn't do it again.
Thanks, Christine. Appreciate the call.
And Stoney, here I go. I know it's overreaction Monday. I am not trying to troll, but if I'm Isaac Garrido and I close that game out in Seattle with a nice run for the team and myself, my reward is one carry.
You realize he fumbled on that carry.
No, I didn't.
Yes, he fumbled, and it went out of bounds.
But it's about trust, though, Stoney.
Well, exactly. So you run him, and he fumbles. I'm just saying. They didn't lose the fumble, but
he wasn't in the plans. One carry.
Mason, 14 carries. Purdy, 8. How many of those were sneaks? A couple?
Yeah.
So he took off maybe 5 or 6 times? Juszczyk, 1 carry for 14?
Do you understand where I'm at or where I'm coming from when I say I put more of the blame on the offense and coaching than I do on the defense? Stoney, the defense was, I mean, they were making it difficult. Yeah, they ran the ball and Hunt with 22 carries for 78 yards and they averaged 4.7 a pop. But if you watch that game, even into the third quarter, when the Niners, when you felt like, oh my God, they got action, they might pull this out. I can't put it all at the defense's doorstep. They tired, yes, but offensively is what is really blowing me away about this team. And now you have no Brandon Ayuk. Debo has, what do you call it, the flu. I don't know where this thing is going.
Kansas City had 184 rushing yards.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's close to gashing at that point. A couple big plays, obviously, from Hardman. Kareem Hunt was good all day. Mahomes made everything happen when he needed
Noah Gray.
40 rushing.
Not Marvin. That's bad. Noah Gray, Steiny.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think there's a couple things going on. One is I think they're just not, their personnel is just not the same.
Well, damn.
And nobody's going to want to hear this today, and I'm the guy who says you got to play with who you got to play with, but if you're not playing with Hargrave, Ayuk, McCaffrey, Greenlaw, and Jennings against the Kansas City Chiefs, what are you really expecting out there?
Then what about what the Chiefs are doing with their list of injuries?
Well, they have a quarterback named Patrick Mahomes, and he was the difference in the game yesterday.
When are we going to start? Okay,
period.
That 33-yard.
And he's Michael Jordan and Steph Curry. So we don't have a Steph Curry or a Michael Jordan.
Well, for a little bit, didn't you think we do in regard to Brock Purdy?
No, I would never compare Mahomes and Purdy. Mahomes has three Super Bowls. Exactly. But that's the point, is Mahomes yesterday
beat you when he didn't have it. He made the play.
That's what great players do.
But the Niners are supposed to be a great team, a good team.
Yeah.
And of all the five in a row you lost to Kansas City, this was the nastiest I believe Kansas City played, and you still couldn't beat them at home.
So? Read the writing on the wall.
What's it read?
Trouble. Big trouble brewing. 888-957-9570 is the number. Niners fall to 3-4. They lose 28-18 to the Chiefs. It was complete. It was thorough. And it was not good if you're a San Francisco 49er fan. I'm not sure that game could have gone any worse. You lose Brandon Ayuk. Your quarterback throws three picks. Your offense doesn't look good. You can't get timely stops.
Your safety gets trucked by the opposing quarterback to go in the end zone on 4th and 7. That happened.
That segment brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.